Hi, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be with you. And this is going to be running all over the place. What we want to do here is alert you to something that is coming up with regard to a conference. It's called Time to Free America. Clay Clark is the sponsor. I'll be there. The dates are January 14th and 15th. It's almost sold out. You can see it on rumble.com for free. They have great guests. They're going to be covering, well, Mike Lindell is going to be there, for example, Patrick Byrne. They've got people, Dr. Sherry Timpenny, that's going to be talking about vaccine fraud, voter fraud, you name all the frauds that are out there, the compromising of our dollar, the debasing of the dollar through terrible debt. We're going to have economic experts at that conference. And like I said, I'll be there too, and I have a brief speaking role. Tom Rentz, who's got a case before the Supreme Court for, and listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, for the frontline doctors. You know, really, yeah. In fact, actually, I'm interviewing Tom Rentz here in the next couple days about the irresponsible statements made by Justices Breyer and Sotomayor. Think they'll be banned from Twitter for their medical misinformation? 100,000 kids on respirators. How full of crap can you be? Who's advising these justices? Is it Fauci? Wouldn't surprise me in the least. But anyway, back to the conference. I want to make sure everyone knows about this. The conference, again, Clay Clark, timetofreeamerica.com is where you go. They only have a few tickets left, and you can name your price for the ticket. That's right. They don't want to exclude anybody. Name your price for the ticket. But there are a limited number available. And they're going to be discussing things like HR 6666. That's four sixes, but you should still be nervous because it's just as evil as it sounds. And that's to send out federal strike teams to grab people and put them in concentration camps who are not vaccinated. That's right. And you've heard my reports, I'm sure, or read my reports on thecommonsenseshow.com, where this is going on. Hey, listen to this. This is going on in Washington State, in New York, Illinois. We can go through a whole host of states that are sponsoring their own COVID concentration camps. That's right, COVID concentration camps. So again, that number to get, not a number, it's the website you want to go to, is timetofreeamerica.com, and you can name your own ticket price. Now, they're going to verify who you are, because if you're Antifa, Black Lives Matter, or a member of some other subversive Marxist group, you ain't getting in. And the security they're going to have is going to be absolutely incredible. The conference is in Phoenix, North Phoenix to be exact. And I'm going to give out an address here, and I'll say it twice. It's the Dream City Church. Now, they have a couple different conferences. So the address for the Dream City Church is, where is it? 13613 North Cave Creek Road, Phoenix, Arizona. 13613 North Cave Creek Road, Phoenix, Arizona. And this is the timetofreeamerica.com. I couldn't recommend this any more than possible. It's a triple-decker church with a jumbotron. The capabilities here are absolutely phenomenal. And the conference goes from 9 to 7 each and every day, Friday and Saturday. That's the 14th and the 15th of January. If you're there, look for our banner and look for the media booth. I'll be there. Like I said, I have a brief speaking role at 8:30 on Saturday morning, the 15th. So looking forward to meeting all of you. And stay tuned. We'll be back here in just a second after we have a word from our sponsors. Do you think it's likely that we're going to have a grid down scenario, ladies and gentlemen? This is something I think you really need to pay attention to. Do you know right now that the military is practicing this? Do you know the military is also practicing putting down insurrections? And let me explain a little bit about continuity of government. If they deem any segment of the population, any geographic area, to be in a state of rebellion or insurrection, they will take down all communications that they can. They'll take down your cell phone, they'll take down everything, and they'll cordon off the city, and then it'll be ollie oxen free. In other words, there'll be no criminal enforcement, no 911 to call. You're just not going to be able to spread your rebellion to other cities. It'll be kind of like Boston after the Boston Tea Party, and they had the Intolerable Acts. Well, that's what continuity of government does. Now, I got to ask you, what would you do if you were in your city and you couldn't find your kids and your kids were spread throughout the city? Might be at an athletic event, might be at this, might be at that. I'm going to strongly recommend something to you in these really troubled times with potential grid down scenarios. And don't forget, terrorists can take the grid down too. But here's what you really need to think about. If you want to communicate with people after cell phones are down, if you want to have a backup communication system where your cell phone's not working, you might be driving in the mountains, your car breaks down, you don't dare get out of the car because you don't know what's lurking outside, then you need a sat phone. And I've got my sat phone. It's absolutely fantastic. The Enmore sat phone. And it's 1/4 the cost of what I pay for a cell phone. That's absolutely right. And there's all kinds of benefits to go with this. It's absolutely fantastic. Now, I'm going to give you a number, but I'm also going to give you an easy website to go to as well, too, to find out more about these great products. Like I said, I am now a happy customer. So's Steve Quayle, so's Mike Adams, Doug Youngkin, the whole crew, all of us have these sat phones, all of us. And they have message servicing capabilities, which we'll talk to you about at another time. Here's where you go. Satwithdave.com. Isn't that easy? Satwithdave.com. Or you can call 855-980-5830. Make sure you tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense told you to call. This is highly recommended in these troubled times. An inexpensive way to have communication the government can't take down. They can't track you. Well, they can track you within 50 miles. And they're not going to take down sat phones because this is what Spec Ops use. This is what the FBI uses. Now, they're not taking it down. You'll be completely safe. Again, go to satwithdave.com. In my work with the Arizona audit, I have to tell you that I have found Chinese complicity with our elected officials, from our governor to our former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Jack Sellers. I could go on and on. But I know that you're hearing the same thing and from many of our media people. But China is everywhere and anywhere, and they dominate the media. And I wanted to spend part of a segment here talking to you about this. By the way, you want to stay tuned for later in the show. We have Kathy Rubio on, and she and I are going to do predictions for 2022. But right now, I want to focus on the sellout of America. And we're not going to deal with politicians in particular with regard to this particular segment. What we're going to focus on is the media. And Natalie Winters from NationalPulse.com did a masterful job putting together a list. Now, it's a list that I put together, but she kind of put mine to shame. Natalie, good job. Let me go through, and I'm just going to read you the names. This is a roll call, and I'm going to have some pointed comments to make about some of these outlets here that might or might not shock you. But I'm going to tell you, after you hear this list, if you're watching mainstream media, shame on you. You're being fooled and deceived. First time they fool you, shame on them. Second time, shame on you. Here we go. Vox, The Boston Herald, The Boston Globe, Huffington Post, no surprise there, The Atlantic, used to be the mouthpiece for the Trilateral Commission. Now they have a journal called The Trialogue. Fox News. I'm going to have a few words to say about Fox News. Do I think Tucker Carlson's largely sincere? Yes, but what's the one thing they never talk about on Fox? They never talk about election fraud. Ever. You never hear them talk about it. Occasionally their guests will get a word in about it, but they never steer the conversation in that direction. They don't want to talk about it. They keep it quiet. They don't talk about the Chinese interest, the Dominion voting machines, the ballot harvesting, the absentee ballots where 100 ballots are sent to the same address. They get fake names from voter registration hacks like they did here in Arizona so they can get people that live at walk and don't walk. They never talk about this, ever. Fox News is QAnon. They are controlled opposition. You remember QAnon? Oh, Trump's going after the deep state now. 10,000 arrests this week. No, cancel that. But in 2 weeks, They're all going to Gitmo, and Hillary's going to be among them. They put an ankle bracelet on her. Do you remember all this nonsense? I called QAnon out for the fraud that it was when it was, and Fox News uses the same strategy. They're inflaming you about the vaccines. They're inflaming you about critical race theory, but they're not talking about elections. And I'll tell you, if I have to pick something, I'll tell you it's tough. Vaccines, which are going to kill millions of people eventually, or the elections, which is more important? Probably the death of hundreds of millions of people worldwide, which is coming. Right now, we're 100,000 deaths over expected. The life insurance companies admit to that. Mike Adams did an article on this, but I talked to Celeste, and she and I did a TV show on this at thecommonsenseshow.tv, and you know what she told me? It's 300,000, and the insurance companies are in cahoots with the government. I agree. But you're not hearing this from Fox News, are you? You're only hearing the superficial things. They're making you think something's happening. And they have all these Republican representatives on, and they go back to Congress and don't do jack squat. Am I right? Am I right? They come on there, and they rage and rage and rage, and then they go back to Congress and bow down to the almighty mafia princess herself, Nancy Pelosi. And they don't speak in, the truth about Biden. They don't speak the truth about who's really running this administration. Fox News is nothing but controlled opposition. They want you to relax. They want you to believe something's happening. Nothing is happening. Where's the voter reform? In fact, we're going the other way. We're going the other way. By the way, you ever had to show an ID to get a beer? Was that racist? When the police pull you over, you ever have to show an ID? You rent an apartment, you ever have to show an ID? When you register for school, I could give on and on and on and on. There's no voter reform, folks. And if we don't get voter reform this year, we're going to lose America forever, because the communists will be in charge of their own elections. And if Joseph Stalin said it very clearly, he was so right on the money. You know what he said? I don't care who votes. I only care who counts the votes. Fox News. Controlled opposition. The next one, New York Times, the ultimate Marxist communist newspaper. Absolutely no question about it. NPR, they used to be good. They've gone woke, and now they're going broke, and no one wants to watch them. They are so disgusting. And they're off the wall with their liberal nonsense. It doesn't even stand up to logic. CNBC, Newsweek, the LA Times, the Baltimore Sun. These are all people that are supporting communist Chinese interests. Chicago Tribune, The Guardian, The New Yorker, The Financial Times, Foreign Policy. Oh, that's the mouthpiece for the Council on Foreign Relations. The Philadelphia Inquirer, New Yorker Magazine, Yahoo Finance, National Journal, The Washington Post. By the way, when Bezos bought the Washington Post, you know they struck a $600 million deal with the CIA? Like, you're really going to get good journalism now that the CIA is in control and calling the shots for your newspaper? Forbes, Bloomberg, Minneapolis Star Tribune. Shouldn't surprise you. Minneapolis has turned into a liberal hellhole. It's a cesspool. And it's just the politicians that are there, of their top politicians, 80% of them are members of the Communist Party, or have affiliations with the American Socialist Party. Yeah, I wrote an article about it on the Common Sense Show last week. You might want to check it out. U.S. News and World Report, the San Francisco Chronicle, the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Harvard Business Review, The Hill, Chicago Magazine, MSDNC, or NBC as they call it. Oh my God, Joy Reid. If there's a God, oh, praise Lord, she's over and out. But they still are just so over the top. Okay, we have more. Listen to this. In addition to these Chinese that fly in these officials from the groups I just mentioned, okay, they have more. They have private dinners that donate funds to these newspapers. So here are the recipients of Chinese, Communist Chinese Party gifts. Are you ready? The Washington Post. Yep, not surprised. The Associated Press. Time Magazine, of course, the New York Times, CBS. Last two letters are very operative, aren't they? CBS, Forbes, PBS, The Atlantic, The Economist, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, National Journal, of course, NPR, Politico. There's not a bigger rag on the networks out there than them. The Chicago Tribune, Bloomberg, BBC, The LA Times again, Quartz, McClatchy Newspapers, Congressional Quarterly. Congressional Quarterly? Are you kidding me? Congress. Congress-owned publication being compromised by the communist Chinese. Businessweek, CNN, The Hill. Oh, you thought The Hill was good, didn't you? They pretend they're conservative. They're the Fox News of print. Reuters, ABC, Nation, Yahoo, and of course Newsweek. This is absolutely incredible, ladies and gentlemen. This is fearless reporting. This really is fearless reporting of Western media and how they're dominated by the Communist Chinese Party inside the United States. Do I need to say any more? This is absolutely ludicrous, and I absolutely cannot believe that we are seeing this in our time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. My mom's side of the family went from riches to rags overnight in 1929 when she was a real small child. She should have been raised in affluence. She was raised in poverty. And actually, it was a family that was related to Henry Ford. Yeah, cousins, as a matter of fact. I think Henry Ford's, we figure out, fourth or fifth cousin of mine. Didn't do them any good. Henry Ford was certainly not known for being helpful to his own family, and these people got no help from Ford when they collapsed. But you know the mistake they made? They left their dang money in the bank when they shouldn't have. And this is the one thing you need to look at right now. Of course, you have to have operating capital, but you need to get as much of your money out of the bank as possible. Now, how can you do that? Where should you put your money to diversify and protect it against a failing dollar that's bucking up against what? Hyperinflation? See, right now they tell you the inflation rate 7.2%, but if you apply the protocols present in the CPI in 1972, today's inflation rate is 15.7%, folks, and going up astronomically. We are living in hyperinflation. So what do you do? What do you do? You diversify. Do you know how to diversify? Well, if you don't, Noble Gold does. And I went from advertiser to client of Noble Gold. I firmly believe in them. They'll never pressure you to close a deal. Never. Not once. Not ever. I was actually kind of frustrated with them when I first dealt with them. I'm ready to go. You sure, Mr. Hodges? Yeah, of course. I'm ready to go. Don't you guys work on sales techniques? No, we're trained not to do that. Okay. They will put you gold, silver. They'll back up your IRA, your 401k, which will be gone if the economy falters. Well, they can make sure it survives on the other side. If you have assets to protect, you owe it to yourself to get a hold of Noble Gold. Anyway, do what I did. I want you to go to Gold Before Late. That's goldbeforelate.com, goldbeforelate.com. If you got assets to protect, you owe yourself a conversation. They'll send you free material. They won't bug you. They won't follow up. It's up to you to close the deal. They're the easiest people to work with, but they may be the most important people you've ever met. Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Again, this is Dave Hodges. We're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I just wanted to talk to you a minute about the schools, in particular, the government schools. The government schools that no sane person, no sane parent, no aware parent would ever put up with. And you're saying, Dave, what do you mean? Well, let's just talk about critical race theory. You've heard about it, right? And you've heard this is what's waking up the soccer moms. I think this is a real mistake by the left. And they're bringing a group into the fight that really was disenfranchised from the fight. They voted against Trump. They didn't care about the politics. Now, all of a sudden, they care. And once you step into the house of the New World Order, and you look to the left and you look to the right, you start to find issues that are, oh my goodness, I didn't know this. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know this. Oh my gosh, this is a plot against America. And then there's a realization people come to, this is a plot against humanity. Well, people are starting to rise up. I mean, indoctrinating their kids. Garland, the attorney general, said, you don't have a right to know what the schools are teaching your kids. In fact, if you protest, we'll declare you to be domestic terrorists. And in the case of Shorna Bishop in Colorado, she had her door kicked in by the FBI. And what was her crime? She helped to overturn 9 school board elections based on some of these concepts we're talking about with critical race theory, which is training kids to be racially prejudiced, judge kids by the color of their skin. It's flipping Martin Luther King, where he said, I want people to be judged by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. Bingo. We all agree with this. But now these people are doing the opposite. They want people to be judged by the color of their skin. And they're turning kids into Marxists that hate America, don't listen to your parents. And are you really sure you're a boy or a girl? Maybe you should make that decision. But there is good news and there's bad news on this front. And you're going, what's that, Dave? The good news and the bad news is this. The good news is 233 school board members were recalled in 2021. And why are school board members the enemy? Good, I'm glad you asked. Let me explain this. There's no program that can be instituted without school board approval. So how do these leftists like Garland, the attorney general, whose son-in-law and daughter are making millions of dollars at Panorama Education by peddling this garbage on our kids? Well, you go to the school board and you might say, well, we'll fund some of your other programs. And if the school's in a real bind, they might do it. The other thing that they do is they offer golden parachutes. Oh, gee, how would you like to retire too? Or would you like to run for a higher office? Maybe city council next time, maybe a county supervisor position. Would you like to do that? And this is something that Lisa Haven and I have looked into in Arizona involving a couple of school districts. And we're kind of making some judgment calls on what we're going to do with this. But ladies and gentlemen, this is what's happening all around the country. Your school board members go in. Their intentions may be good when they get elected. But we're finding increasingly that these people that want critical race theory are putting money into school board elections. It's incredible what's happening. It really is. And you have to be ever vigilant. Now, here's my answer for this. First of all, I have to ask America, why did you only recall 233 school board members? Now, some of you might be thinking, well, recalling these terrible school board members that are nothing but Marxist communists forcing that doctrine down our kids' throats, teaching kids about oral and anal sex in their curriculum in the first grade, getting kids to question their gender, giving them vaccine inoculations without parent permission. Oh, they should all be gone, right? Well, 233, you go, that's a really good start, Dave. Yeah, let me explain something to you. Here's the bad news. There are almost 83,000 school board members in the United States, in the public schools. You heard me. I'll say that again. There are almost eight. So we recalled 233. Now, let's assume that about half of the school districts are compromised. And I think that's a fair guess for government schools with NEA affiliations. So this means we have around 40,000 compromised school board members. Let's assume out of maybe a third of those aren't compromised. They're just outvoted. Okay. So you have 30,000. So let me ask you a question. Why aren't you recalling more? Or let me ask you a better question, ladies and gentlemen. Why are your kids still in this crazy government school system run by Marxist communists? You know, the NEA got $5 billion in stimulus number two. They're a fundraising arm for the Democratic Party. They're an indoctrination item for the public schools. No kid should be in a government school. There are a few charter schools that are okay. Some of your Christian schools, the private schools, they're okay too. But ladies and gentlemen, the real answer here is to homeschool your kid while you still can. I mean, this is why Hitler outlawed homeschools in Nazi Germany. He didn't want the parents to have an influence. You parents don't have a right to know what your kids are learning. The government says it every day. The Democrats, I should say it every day. And a few rhinos like Liz Cheney, they don't think you have a right to know what's going on with your kids. So when your kids turn out so much different than your family values, now you know why. Now you're saying, well, I work. How do I do this? And I can't teach everything. I don't know all subjects. You don't have to. There's homeschool cooperatives. Challenge yourself. Go to DuckDuckGo and put in homeschooling resources and put your state. And what you'll find is there's a plethora of resources there. Please do this for the benefit of your kids. One more thing. There are 233 schools in America that require critical race education. Private schools is where it is at. Online education. Hey, hold on here. We're going to step aside. We're going to come back in just a minute with the second half of our show with Kathy Rubio. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. Glad you could join us. We've got an old familiar guest with us. Someone who's been with us through the years and She's exposed some really terrific things here on the Common Sense Show. The most notable for me was the paramilitary camps in Central America that she actually witnessed, and they were terrorists and cartels being trained together and paramilitary units being trained by people in American uniforms. Wow, that was exciting time. And she's had a lot of other revelations on the show too, and we've asked her to come on because we wanted to talk about what's coming in the future, 2022, the near future, what she sees based on her vast experience. She's been working in these areas for as long or longer than I have, and I just am gathering opinions about where people think we're at, because we're in uncharted territories as far as a country goes and a society. And I really value her opinion. Before we go to Kathy, though, I need to let you know the first part of this program is sponsored by Noble Gold. If you have assets to protect at all, IRAs, 401ks, no matter what it is, you need to call Noble Gold. You owe yourself that conversation. There's no pressure. They won't push you to do anything, but they will talk to you about your options. If you stand pat with traditional investments, keep your money in the bank, you're going to get killed with what's coming. And the M1 money supply is at record rates. It's increasing exponentially. Joe Manchin now looks like he's going to roll over on the Build Back Better bill. And this is going to add another $6 trillion to the debt. Call Noble Gold, please. Please take care of what you've got. 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And said, Dave Hodges said to call, said, you could send material to me. You won't pester me, but you'll give me information that I need so I can make up my mind. And that's what they'll do. Anyway, Kathy Rubio, it's really good to have you on the show. We've had to go to a secondary communication here because our regular way of communicating has been blocked. Surprise, surprise.
Yes.
And Kathy, nothing surprises me anymore. Every communication device I work on now is being interfered with. It doesn't matter what it is. So Kathy, I had asked you, preparatory to this show, to talk about things that you're concerned about with 2022 and where you think things might be going.
Well, I know that they're getting ready to open the prisoners' camps. And I say prisoners because they are letting all the prisoners out so they can put us in, those rotten Novax people.
Yeah, I think it's going to go farther than the Novax, though. We agree on this prediction, by the way. New York has passed law on this now, where they can restrain you without due process because they say you're sick. Even if you're vaccinated, they can do this to you. So I think you're right. I predict they're going to put as many as 100 million of us in these camps and exterminate a fair amount. And Kathy...
Well, maybe we'll all meet there.
Yeah, we'll have the Kathy Rubio wing, the Dave Hodges wing, the Steve Quayle wing. Yeah, it won't be any laughing matter when we're there. Although, actually, too, Kathy, I'm just telling you, there's so much proof for they're planning to incarcerate us, and not just the alt media,
well,
but anyone who's a Christian.
My daughter works at the prison here, and she's the one that told me. She said they're letting these guys out, so they're making room for us to go in. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have 2 million people plus in prison at any given time. So they'll take care of 2 million of us. We know there's 800 FEMA camps. We know that they also created shopping centers, strip malls with guard towers, and I've published pictures of these. And they can use stadiums and arenas and other sports venues. It looks like they could house as many as 50 million. That's the estimate I get. But I think actually, too, Kathy, they got to eliminate anyone who's on Trump's side, and that's 80 to 100 million people, and then Christians to go with it.
Yeah. And the number one thing is to get rid of these Christians, these horrible Christians.
Yeah. Yes. How dare we? How dare we believe in Jesus? You know, it's funny. I just did an interview with Steve Quayle, and we talked about Satan residing in Antarctica, and there's really strong evidence for it. And I believe it's true. He does have an earthly presence. He is unleashing the demons from hell. He's called Christine Lagarde, the head of the EU. John Kerry's gone there. I mean, he's marshaling his forces. And I've been saying the New World Order is satanic. Well, here it is. We now have the proof now. So, okay, so we're going to be incarcerated, exterminated. Do you have a feeling about what will lead up to this, how they'll set it up? Have you thought this through?
They're going to go door to door, expecting us to get the vaccine when they're at our door. And, of course, they're going to get a shock because those Christians are not going to be vaccinated for any reason.
Well, that's...
We all know that this is the mark of the beast.
Do you think there's a 5G interface with this?
Absolutely. And the 5G interface is supposed to be connected on the 5th. And then Trump comes on the 6th and does his speech. I don't know what his speech is about. One could only guess. But, yeah, we're going to see some stuff. And it's not going to be pretty. I think the prices are all going up, up, up on everything. The one good thing out of all of this is God has sped up time. And so for his elect, this time will be shortened to a 5-month period.
When do you think it'll start?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, the Lord says that when all these events unfold and what we commonly call the tribulation, we won't know the hour or the day of his return. We just know the tribulation goes 3.5 years of peace, 3.5 years of literal hell on earth, and I think we're going to be living through it. You know, Kathy, I got to confess this to you, and I don't know where you ever stood with this, but I remember being a little kid and doing the math and calculate. How long do I have to live to reach the 21st century? You know, I think, am I going to get there? And I was just, I'm just a little kid, okay? But I will tell you feelings I had at that age when I was, oh, gosh, 8, 9, 10 years old.
Thought we would, did you?
Well, I knew I was going to get, if I lived a normal lifespan, I knew I'd get there easily and beyond. Once I figured that out. So I did my own research study. And I was believing in immortality because my grandmother was telling me if I ate beets, I'd live forever. And that was her little trick when she babysat me to get me to eat beets. But I started taking an interest in this. And I got to tell you, I was sitting in a church. And I got this feeling. And I don't think I was 8 years old. And I was thinking, I may not die a regular death because if this stuff happens I'm hearing about with revelations and bad stuff and Jesus comes back, it's possible I won't have to go through a death. And then as I got older, I realized, well, you may go through a really bad death or you might be living in a time when you wished you were dead. I don't know if you ever had any feelings like that or not, but I always had the feeling I'd be living in the end times. And I mean, this came to me as a child.
The scripture kept telling me that I would see the end days.
Well, I think we are. And we're seeing the personification of hell right in the White House right now.
It also says that we will see the demise of the evil. We get to see it.
What do you think that'll look like?
I don't know. I think that you're going to see a lot of people scattering in every direction, and they think they're doing good by going down in them dumps, but all that is a huge graveyard for them.
We have to explain dumps, deep underground bunkers, military bunkers. Yes.
Yep.
So you think they're going to?
China is up to something right now, Dave, and it ain't good. They're buying out Cuba, and they're setting up businesses all over the place in Cuba.
Yeah, well, they're doing the Belt and Road Initiative, so that's part of infrastructure redevelopment. You're absolutely correct. And I think we're seeing the return of the Cuban Missile Crisis Chinese style. What do you think?
Yep, I think you're right. So if God is speeding up time, it's going to come pretty fast.
What do you mean by speeding up time? Art Bell called something the quickening. What do you think he means by, what do you mean by speeding up time? Is it what Art Bell talked about, where events just happen so rapid we can't keep up?
Yeah, exactly. Remember, I've been saying for years and years and years, 33 to be exact, that they would come at us all at once with everything. Weather wars, other wars, and they are doing it all around. They're weakening us, weakening. Yeah, they're doing that to us from the outside in to weaken our military, to weaken our people. And this shot helped them do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're weaning out the bad guys in their mind, the people who support the Constitution, could be Christians. They're getting them out because they won't take the vaccine, and they're figuring that's the way we identify conservatives to get them out of the military. I believe the military, if it becomes any more radicalized, that when the Chinese come to invade, they'll just lay down and surrender.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. That's what these shots were all about. And that is what the mind control is all about.
How do you think the 5G interacts with the vaccine? What do you think the effect will be?
I think that it's going to hook us right into the AI system.
Oh, my God. There was a movie
you
made about this.
You will be a cyborg.
There was a movie made about this. And for the life of me, I cannot think of the name of it. But in this movie, what they did was they had like these cell phones, and they could interface with the brain, and then they could kill masses of people all at once, and their heads would blow off. I can't think. It was like a 2014 movie. Heads would blow off. It was absolutely incredible what was going on, and I just think that at the end of the day, it's probably really true. What do you think?
I think it's true, too. And I think that we're in trouble. We're in some real trouble unless the prayer warriors get going. And really...
Get them
out!
You
can pray all day, but if you don't realize the power you have, the authority you have in Jesus Christ, all your prayers are for naught.
Well, you know what you just did? Was you identified the reason they're going to put a bullseye on the back of every Christian.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It will be the church that stops all of this from happening. And they know that. That was the purpose all along. And just like the crime is sped up, everything is sped up right now. Blackouts are going to come cyber attacks will come. And when those cyber attacks come, it will be our own government doing it.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, right.
No, I hear what you're saying. You've seen that firsthand, those camps I mentioned before, with that pillar of military
right.
training of terrorists and cartels. You saw Americans in uniform doing the training.
That's right.
So I'm not surprised at what you're saying. It'll be us doing it to ourselves. Well, Kathy, I'm sure you know about what Milley said, good old General Milley, when he was called on the carpet for the Afghan failure. He said, well, yeah, and this stuff with China, and China thinks we're going to attack them, but we wouldn't do that. If we were going to attack China, I'd tell my counterpart in China. Talk about treason.
Yep.
Absolutely crazy.
The other thing that's going to come is CERN is going to be going again. And CERN, while nobody has been paying attention to them, they've been having their rituals right along.
Define rituals.
Rituals.
You mean like seances, where, honoring demonic spirits? Is that what you're talking about?
Right, right, right. You know, like CERN had their big to-do when they introduced that bridge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing.
Wow. Well, we live in interesting times, that's for sure. So, I should have asked Steve Quayle this question. I wonder if CERN's tied into Antarctica, where we know Satan resides.
Absolutely. Wherever Satan is, they're tied in.
You know, when you talked about CERN and
they've been doing the whole thing. They've been trying to open up portals to get the Antichrist to come through, to get as many demons in here as we can, and that's something else we're going to see.
Mm, boy. You're conjuring up images for me of the old movie Ghostbusters, circa 1984.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they had the night where all the demons manifested, and who are you going to call? Well, hopefully in this day and age, Christian Ghostbusters, not using ray guns, but using the power of prayer. Do you really think we're going to turn this back, or do you think mankind will succumb?
I don't know. That's up to God. If he chooses to turn it back, okay. Do I want to exist in this world as it is right now? No, I do not. And remember, the Bible says we would come to a time where we would pray to die. We would like to hide under every rock and pray to die. And that's the time we're coming into now.
I can't disagree with anything that you've said. I've thought the same thing. But you think the time is now. You think the motion, everything's been set into motion, and it's just a matter now of it unfolding?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, for everybody who has been praying that Trump comes back into office, he is not your God. He can save no one.
I can't argue with that. He's not helping himself these days either. He's the best economic president we've ever had in a 3-year period. But having said that, he doesn't want to make vaccines mandatory, but he's singing the praises of vaccines, and it's really turning off conservatives like crazy.
That's right.
Well, who do you think will... Who will emerge if we have elections, and I think that's in question too, but if we have the 2022 midterms and then the 2024 presidential, if Trump is not going to be the Republican candidate, who do you think will be?
I don't know.
Well, for me, I think it's Ron DeSantis from Florida.
I like to see him get in, but he insists he's not running in 2024.
He's deferring to Trump, but Trump is self-destructing right now in the polls.
Yeah.
A month ago, Trump could have beat anybody, but right now he's vulnerable because of the vaccine issue.
Yeah, he is. And he's very vulnerable to the Chinese right now. They can take him out anytime they want. And I think they're going to do it.
He was their worst enemy.
They're going to attempt it. No, they're presenting like they're best of friends. But who does God tell you to watch out for in the Bible? Those closest to you.
Yeah, those closest to you will do you. That's true. I totally agree with that. Well, you know, Trump took an $800 billion trade deficit with China per month and flipped that. Entirely flipped it. The Chinese can't afford to have him come back.
Not only that, China's been buying up all our food.
Really? I'm thinking
all
about
this food.
Have I
that
heard
we
this?
Can't get off the ships.
Okay.
Yeah, China's buying the food.
Yeah, well, I know if... Do you agree with this? A planned food shortage is coming and they're going to starve Americans into submission?
Absolutely. And they will turn their guns in for food.
I think you're probably right. Which is why this is a timely point to mention this. We sell storable food here, folks. You don't have to be a victim of this crap and trust a government that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines. My Patriot Supply is where you want to go. They've got a great special. You'll see it on the website. 25-year shelf life, restaurant-quality food, tastes great, high in caloric value. Yeah, you're not going on a diet. You're trying to survive, so you want high calories. So where do you go to get it? PrepareWithDave.com. That's PrepareWithDave.com. Very good, Kathy. You prompted that very well. But people need to have their preps in order. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. They better have it in order because the government will leverage anything they can against us because this government is a Bolshevik government. What do you think their end game is? The people in charge. When they,
I don't know, but I just got done listening to a video done by Schiff. And he's going to do a filibuster to change several of the amendments. Keep your eyes open, folks.
You mean in the Build Back Better bill?
No. The amendments in the Constitution.
Oh. So you think they're going to have a constitutional convention?
Yeah.
Well, right now they don't have enough numbers to pull it off. That doesn't mean things can't change. What about elections? Are we going to clean up the election fraud?
Oh, I think, yes, we will clean it up. Even if the Patriots have to stand there with a gun, they will clean it up. They're not going to put up with this one more time.
Well, as long as they keep the voting machines and the absentee ballots in place, they're going to keep stealing elections. And I'm frustrated because we're not moving on that now. You know what I've discovered? You know, Kathy, I did a lot of work on the Arizona audit, actually the Maricopa County Arizona audit. And what I found in our state was that George Soros and the Chinese came in with money and controlled key politicians. And they, you know, like our sheriff is under the Maricopa County Sheriff's under the control of George Soros. Katie Hobbs, our Secretary of State, running for governor. She's under the control of George Soros. Our governor right now, Ducey, he's under the control of the Communist Chinese, as is the head of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. as are many people in our state legislature, under the control of communist China one way or another. And it's amazing how far this has gone. I'm not optimistic we're going to clean up the voter fraud.
No, I think we will.
How do you think that's going to happen? Because right now they plan on using Dominion voting machines again in Arizona.
I don't know about Arizona. I only know about Minnesota.
Well, yeah, in Minnesota, oh, you got an interesting thing going up there in Mankato, where my late brother-in-law was from. Mankato, Minnesota is paying non-white teachers more than white teachers.
That's right. We have a lot of interesting things going on here. And so I was listening to our senator, what's her name?
Klobuchar?
Klobuchar today, and she makes no sense. No sense at all. She believes all this crap.
She's a liberal. It's not supposed to make sense.
Well, most of Minnesota is liberal. However, we have a opportunity to vote for a man named Dr. Jensen for governor this year, and he absolutely is for the people.
Uh-huh.
That would be a wonderful thing that we could do, is vote him in. He is about ready to lose his license because he keeps giving people the things they need for their COVID.
Yeah, like ivermectin. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't believe the entire country is not smart enough to see through everything's about vaccine, 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 profit, 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 control, control, control. They don't see it. I mean, if these people were really interested in helping us get healthy, they'd be looking for alternative types of treatment as well, because not everyone can take the vaccine. Some people, it's counterintuitive, and doctors are writing exemption notices that the CDC is ignoring. So you think they'd be looking for pills or lotions or whatever, and they're not looking for anything. They just want vaccines.
Yep.
It's incredible what's happening.
And that's because the vaccine has the graphite in it needed to hook us into the AI system.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to ask you a final question before we go. A year from now, what do you think we'll be saying, looking backwards? Where do you think America will land 1 year from today?
I don't know. If Trump goes back in office, God only knows. I don't know.
You think there'll be a civil war?
I think we're coming very, very close.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. I think we're closer. Yeah, we're closer than we realize. We're also close to war with Russia. I got a report today that there's actually been aerial combat between NATO and Russian forces. That's being kept out of the media, but I've got very good source on that, and Steve Quayle has it too.
You understand that Russia has a base in Cuba. So Russia is working with the Chinese there in Cuba.
Well, Russia will occupy eastern half of the United States and the Chinese the western half, and it'll be like the man in the high castle. Yeah, it's been interesting.
And did you notice that right now they're hitting the eastern coast, especially the Carolinas, with bad weather?
Yeah,
and it's causing power outages everywhere. And what did they hit them with? Snow, cold weather.
I could not agree with you more. Well, Kathy, I want to thank you for coming on. We're out of time for this segment, but I want to thank you for coming on and sharing what you think is coming, and we'll have to do a follow-up on this sometime.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kathy Rubio. Stay tuned. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.